The National Broadcasting Company delays the start of this program to bring you a special bulletin. From the NBC newsroom in New York, Philip Murray, president of the CIO, died this morning in San Francisco. He retired last night, apparently in good health. His wife found him by the side of his bed early this morning. The cause of Philip Murray's death has not been established. Stay tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
They are your body, Israel, all forever.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. In observance of Armistice Day, we present Reminder on the Doorpost by Joseph Mendel. I had set up the altar in the regimental command post. The thick, sticky mud of Korea was on the floor of the tents, on the men's boots and clothing and faces, but the candles were lit. And it seemed to me that even the far-off artillery grew quiet in honor of the newly come Sabbath. There is a tradition that on Friday evening, angels accompany the men on their way home. So on their arrival, they sing a song of welcome to the angels. Shalom Aleichem Malachei HaShalom. Peace to you, angels of peace. We sang, for a little while we sat in peace. Near the end of the service, I asked the question I always ask. Are there any mourners in the congregation?
Sir, I'm in mourning.
Better say the Kaddish.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to help me with the prayer.
Of course. Yiskadal v'yiskadash.
Yiskadal v'yiskadash.
Shemei Rabo.
Shemei Rabo.
Biolmo divro Jerusei.
Biolmo divro Jerusei.
Yamlich Malchusei.
Oleinu v'ale kol Yisrael v'yimru.
At the end of the service, I stood at the door of the tent to shake hands and meet the men for the first time.
Private Levin, sir.
Chabas.
Corporal Adler, sir.
Chabas, come again next week.
Thank you, sir, for the prayer.
Would you like me to teach you the Kaddish, Private...
Private McPherson, sir. Well, aren't you going to say something?
I'm trying to find words to comfort you.
No, I mean... Well, let it go, Chapman.
Was it a member of your family?
No. My buddy. He didn't have to die.
No one can say to death, wait, first I wish to arrange my affairs.
He was only a kid. 19. Or maybe 20. But he didn't have to die. His name was Davy Gordon. That's why I came to your service.
Davy Gordon?
Yes. Did you know him, Chaplain?
Yes. Yes, I knew him. I knew Davy Gordon.
I conducted weekly services, special and holiday services, in 5,000 square miles of Korean mud and mountains. I saw and spoke with many men, but I remembered Davy Gordon. It was my first day in Korea when I worked late into the night in my office at Corps headquarters. I went out for a few minutes to rest and look at the unfamiliar stars. Then I came back to work again.
Chaplain. What is it? What is it, son? Can I help you? Did you want to see me? I'm the new chaplain. Maybe if you talk about it. No? All right. I was trying to find the North Star just now. The sky seems different here. I talk too much. Go on, get it out of your system.
I feel much better now, sir. Thank you very much.
Can I help you in any way?
You already have, sir. Good night.
Oh, wait!
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hello. How are you this morning? Oh,
fine, sir. I came to... do you need any help, sir?
Oh, it's practically done. There.
Hey, that's a mezuzah. I haven't seen one in a long time.
As it is written in Deuteronomy, and thou shalt write these words upon the doorposts of thy house.
At home we have one on our door. You know, when I was a kid, my father used to pick me up so I could reach it.
You haven't told me your name.
Private Gordon, sir. Chaplain, I'd like to talk to you about something.
Of course.
Gordon!
Uh-oh. Maybe we'd better go inside.
What's the matter with you, Gordon? You're deaf?
Are you calling me, Sergeant?
What do you think? Come on, I got a job for you.
Give me a couple of minutes. I want to talk to the chaplain.
Listen, Gordon, this army don't wait while you arrange your private affairs. Orders are to get every man loading the trucks. We move up in the morning.
No.
Yeah. Why do you think they gave you that free ride from the USA? Come on, Gordon.
Sergeant, surely a few minutes won't make much difference.
Well, I'm sorry, Chaplain. It's the principle of the thing. You understand.
I don't understand.
Besides, this is an important work detail. Well, you're new, Chaplain. You don't know what a soldier will do to get out of a job.
I think this is important.
The Major gave the orders himself, Chaplain.
You questioning my authority?
Oh, no, sir, but...
That's all right, Sergeant. Gordon, I'll be in my office tonight when you finish your work. Sit down, Gordon. You must be tired.
Tired, sir?
Well, after what the sergeant said,
Oh, that. Oh, we sat around all morning, waiting.
Waiting? For what?
Well, I don't know, sir. As a matter of fact, most of the men didn't show up until later.
But the sergeant... He doesn't like you, does he?
I never thought about it. It's nothing personal.
You mean, he's your sergeant.
Sir, about last night, I want to thank you again.
Oh, I didn't do anything, Davy.
Chaplain, I get to thinking there's something wrong with me.
Oh, almost everybody has something wrong with him.
No, it's different. You see, sir, every night I hear the big guns up front. I haven't been up there yet, but I hear the noise and the smell and the powder and see the flash.
Davy.
Then in a split second, when it's light, I see them, the enemy. They're running at me, yelling, the light shining on the bayonets. I want to scream, I want to run, but I can't move. I can't move. Rabbi, I'm afraid.
Of course you are, Davy. How can anyone not be afraid?
No, don't do that. Don't soothe me as if I were a little boy afraid of the dark.
Well, maybe a rabbi should know all the answers. I don't, but I want to help you.
I'm sorry, Chaplain. Once back in training camp on the machine gun course, it happened just like I told you. They were using live ammunition, the noise, the smoke. Rabbi, I'm not afraid to die.
Everyone is afraid to die. But no one should want to die.
Well, you stop a bullet, finish, that's all. But what if when it happens, I can move? What if I can run? Rabbi, I'm afraid I'll run away.
In the morning, the regiment moved up to the front. The story I tell you now, I learned later from Private McPherson. They were in a quiet sector. They dug in, and for a time it remained quiet, except for the sudden violent exchanges of mortar fire.
Get your head down, Davy. You want it blown off?
I'm all right, Mac.
He's fine, McPherson. He's just bored. He wants some action. Isn't that right, Gordon?
I can wait, Sergeant.
What kind of talk is that for a soldier? You're not afraid, are you? Well, are you?
Sure.
I didn't ask you,
McPherson. I'm afraid. Any man who says he's not afraid is a liar.
Meaning?
Meaning just what I said.
Guess the next time I want to talk to Gordon, I'll wait till his nursemaid's not around.
Oh, why don't you leave the kid alone, Sergeant?
You trying to teach me my duty, McPherson?
It has nothing to do with duty.
That's where you're wrong. I'm his platoon sergeant, see? I got to teach him what he's got to know. I got to find work to keep his idle hands out of trouble. Come on, Gordon.
Don't go, Davy.
You heard me, Gordon.
All right, Sergeant.
Got a job for you. Keep you busy till we get some real action. Well, you got a real job now, Gordon. And the rest of you, too. We're going out on a patrol.
Oh, patrol? Thanks. I'd just as soon stay here, Sarge. I'm getting used to the rocks I've been sleeping on.
Nobody's asked us what we want to do, McPherson. We're gone. And Gordon...
Yes, Sergeant?
Don't you pull any boners.
You have no right to say that. Look, I do my job same as everybody else.
Maybe I don't like the way you do it.
Sergeant, you've been riding me
from
the beginning.
Gordon. We got work to do. We'll carry carbines and grenades. Anderson, check your radio.
Okay, Sergeant.
Sergeant, what have you got against me? Look, I got a right to know.
I'll give it to you short and sweet, Gordon. Maybe you don't like loud noises. That's your headache. Maybe you are afraid. Maybe all of us are afraid, like McPherson says. I don't care.
Then why don't you leave him alone?
You stay out of this, McPherson. I don't care if you're shivering in your boots. So long as you can still shoot your rifle and cover me when you're supposed to. But listen, Gordon. Nothing in the Articles of War says I gotta like you.
Maybe they sent out a patrol, too.
Take it easy, Davy.
It's so dark, I can't see a yard away.
You'll hear them.
Mac, maybe they're waiting for us someplace. Look out!
Get up off the ground, Gordon. shell was half a mile away.
Why? Oh, I'm sorry, Sergeant.
Yeah, I know. Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
We're practically at the top of the ridge. McPherson,
yeah.
Adler, come on up and have a look.
Okay.
Back the way we came!
Come on, you guys. Hightail out of here.
We're cut off. They got us pinned down.
Can't get an answer, Sergeant. Receive is dead.
But you sent out the message. They'll get that, won't they?
Sure, if the transmitter's working.
Well, they know where we are, anyhow. The relief patrol will find us.
Well, the way I see it, there won't be any relief patrol.
Shut up. What do you know about it?
Well, if I was the colonel, I'd figure maybe this patrol was wiped out.
Well, we're not, see?
Then I'd figure if I send reinforcements, so can they, too. Then I'd think, do I want to start a big-scale fight?
Shut up, I tell you. They'll send relief.
Oh, sure, Sarge.
Maybe somebody ought to try to get through to the regiment.
What do you mean, somebody?
Maybe you, McPherson. Maybe Gordon. Yeah, that's it. Gordon.
Well, there must be a full company of them on both sides of the ridges.
Don't listen to him, Davy. He can't order anybody to do it.
I'm not giving any orders.
You hear that, Davy?
But he can go, if he's not afraid.
Stop it, will you? Don't worry, Mac. I guess it's no secret by now, Sergeant. I want to hide every time a shell lands within half a mile. Sure. I'm scared.
And there's no use saying any more, Gordon.
Keep talking.
Why not? It's pretty dark. With any luck, there's a chance of getting through.
With any luck.
If not, it's an easy way to go. But nothing's easy when you're afraid.
Don't listen to him, Davy. If one man can get through, we all can, one at a time.
Mac, it's got nothing to do with him.
Don't do it, Davy. I won't let you.
Here. Now, come on. Now, take my grenades. I might bang on the rocks. I'll keep you here if I have to knock you out.
No use, McPherson. You can't stop him if he wants to go.
I want to go, Mac.
But you... You crazy fool.
Wish me luck, Mac.
Feel better, Sergeant.
What are you talking about?
Now he won't always be reminding you of how frightened you really are.
Leave philosophy for the professors, McPherson. Stick to your rifle.
That's why you hated him. He made you see what you didn't want to see.
That's enough talk.
Yeah, there's only one more thing I want to say. You better pray that Davy gets through, or else that we don't. Davy. I'm gonna kill you.
We're not up on a ridge anymore, McPherson. You watch what you say.
I didn't do it up there because, I don't know, maybe I was waiting to see what God would do.
You can't get away with this kind of talk. I'll have you...
Maybe I'll have me transferred out of the company, out of this blasted country. It won't make any difference.
Yeah, you're talking crazy.
I'll find you. And in the meantime, you'll always be afraid. Yeah, I'll take Davy's place. I'll remind you to be afraid.
Look, Mac, I didn't do anything. I didn't order him to try to get through.
I didn't say you did.
There, you see, you admit it yourself. You cool off, and then you'll see things different.
Sure. I'll cool off. And then I'm going to kill you.
I conducted services in every camp in the area, and on half the ridges that were held by our troops. Maybe even the one from which David Gordon walked so carefully down in the dark, noisy night. But I never saw Davy Gordon again. I knew his story only as Private McPherson told it to me.
But He didn't have to die. He was sent to his death.
No, McPherson. He went by himself as each of us eventually goes by himself in his own way.
Well, how do you know? I was there. I saw it.
I know that he was afraid. Greatly afraid.
But he died a brave man.
I think that he was afraid and that he was brave. I think that he died because it was easier than living with his fear.
He was driven to it, I tell you, by one man.
You weren't driven.
No, because I...
Because you weren't afraid?
No, I shouldn't have come here to talk to you.
You're free to go.
Yeah, I know what I have to do.
McPherson, even if the sergeant is guilty, who are you to punish him?
You don't have to ask me that. I was Dave Gordon's friend.
Thou shalt not murder.
Yeah, you say that now. Do you know how many men I've seen die? Do you know how many men I killed? Look, Chapman, there's a war on. The Ten Commandments are suspended for the duration.
Even in war, you must remember the morality of peace.
Oh, I'm willing. Convince the rest of the world.
Convince yourself. Or else there will always be war and never peace.
Oh, you're a rabbi. You don't understand what war is.
I hope I didn't stop being a man when I became a rabbi.
Then tell me something. I'm here to kill. What are you here for? You see? You can't answer. Why, you don't even belong here.
There was a time when I thought so, too. I asked myself, what am I doing here? And could find no answer. But now I know.
All right, so you know. Doesn't matter. We talked enough.
Wait. Look here on my door.
What's that?
It's called a mezuzah. D.V. Gordon watched me nail it to the door. There's a scroll inside inscribed with verses from the book of Deuteronomy.
Some other time, Rabbi.
Another time is too late. Listen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy might, and these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates.
What are you trying to tell me?
I have placed the words on my doorposts to be a reminder of the ways of God, the ways of peace.
Yeah. You said you knew why you were here.
Yes, to remind you, to remind men with guns in their hands of the ways of peace. I, too, am a reminder on the doorpost. I detained you. Now you may go.
Rabbi, he was so young.
Come. Let us mourn for Davy Gordon. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. V'yolmo divro chorusei. V'yam lichma chorusei. V'chayichon v'yomechon.
The Yonwach Bisholom Alem Yishkoevo The Noemar
These are the words of the Mourner's Kaddish. Ose shalom bimromov. Hu ya'ase shalom oleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. He who maketh peace in his high places, may he make peace for us. And say ye, amen.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Isaac Klein of Congregation Kodima in Springfield, Massachusetts, who was an Air Force chaplain during World War II and advisor on Jewish affairs to General Lucius Clay in Germany. Rabbi Klein.
Friends, in observance of Armistice Day, it is fitting and proper to remember the organization which, even in the turmoil of war and the heat of battle, has not forgotten to minister to the spiritual needs of the soldier. At a recent meeting of the Division of Religious Activities of the Jewish Welfare Board, a distinguished military leader said, "The American soldier is supplied with the best food, the best clothing, and the best arms of any soldier in the world. We may add another best. The American soldier is also the best supplied with moral guidance and spiritual counsel. Through the chaplain's corps, the American soldier is provided with a friend and advisor who is with him, close to him, in his hour of greatest need. Whether it is the new recruit far away from home for the first time, or the battle-hardened soldier at the front line, he finds the chaplain at his side, ready to help. The Army authorities, formerly dubious, have now recognized the great service rendered by the chaplains to the morale of the soldier and to his well-being, and have therefore accorded the chaplain a place of honor. The record of the Jewish chaplain is illustrious. His task, similar in every respect to that of his Christian colleague, is made more complicated by the fact that the members of his military congregation are usually scattered in large areas, and he must often travel great distances to find them, and also by the special needs that a Jewish soldier may have. Today again, the Jewish chaplain, as his Christian colleague, is at the soldier's side wherever there are American forces. It is to the credit of the Division of Religious Activities of the Jewish Welfare Board that it has supplied an adequate number of Jewish chaplains to the armed forces, and that it has supplied these chaplains with the implements necessary for the performance of their ministry. We may add with pride that this organization, consisting of rabbis representing the Orthodox, conservative, and reform groups, has been the first one to completely fill its quota of chaplains. Now it is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and we are all indebted to it for the performance of a patriotic service to America and to its soldiers all over the globe.
Thank you, Rabbi Klein. Our eternal light drama today, Reminder on the Doorpost, was written by Joseph Mendel. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven as the chaplain, Donald Buca as Davy, Chester Stratton as McPherson, and Joseph Julian as the sergeant. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Kadams. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.